Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Heathrow Airport appears to be back on track after more than 1,300 flights were canceled or delayed following Friday's fire at a nearby electrical substation. British Airways expects it to take the better part of the weekend to get back on schedule. ABC News has learned that Elon Musk was slated to visit the Pentagon on Friday, where he would, among other things, get a briefing on contingency plans for a war with China, but that plan changed after the New York Times reported it. Musk did go to the Pentagon, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said it was to discuss costs.
There was no war plans. There was no Chinese war plans. There was no secret plans. That's not what we were doing at the Pentagon.
Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman has died. That from a statement from his family posted on Foreman's Instagram page. The two-time heavyweight champ would be known to generations in later years for his famous cooking grills. No cause of death was provided by his family. George Foreman was 76 years old. This is ABC News. New Mexico's governor says she'll sign a bill creating a turquoise safety alert system for missing Native Americans. California is rethinking the way it taxes drivers.
California has the highest gas taxes in the country, making gas in California far more expensive than anywhere else. Now, as more drivers go electric and don't pay anything in gas tax, the state is missing out on that tax money and is exploring what is called the California road charge. It would replace the gas tax with a mileage-based user fee for drivers who use the roads, essentially charging by the mile instead of the tank. Last year, zero-emission vehicles accounted for about a quarter of California car sales. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Parker Solar Probe is making its second of three encounters with the sun. The NASA spacecraft flew within 3.8 million miles of the sun in December, closer than any object ever sent before. Next flyby is Saturday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Marquette is eliminated. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles losing tonight to New Mexico, 75-66. Marquette finishes with a season record of 23 wins and 11 losses. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies, 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore, 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment-related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is this? secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky tonight, a low in the mid-teens. Sun to start Saturday, then some clouds for the afternoon, a high in the low 40s. Rain moving in Sunday, the wind picks up, high in the mid-40s, rain to snow in the late afternoon and evening.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It's the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend, more or less, depending on where you are and how it works out and all kind of thing. It's a work day for us. But, wow, a lot going on in the world. The Dark Enlightenment. Have you ever heard of this? I'll tell you about this right after, you know, after I finish with the little headlines here. This is an amazing story. Also, Elon Musk now, as we speak, at the Pentagon getting military secrets about China. Elon Musk, who makes more Teslas in China than he does in the United States. Elon Musk, who has borrowed billions of dollars from the Chinese government. That guy? Anyhow, we'll get to that. And Trump floats sending Tesla vandals to the El Salvador prison. Sweet. You know, if you trash the nation's capital, smear poop on the walls, pee all over the carpets, tear up, put knives in 200-year-old paintings, yeah, that's, you know, a day of love, right? Patriotic tourists. But set a Tesla alight and holy cow, you are an international terrorist. We'll get to that also. And shameful is too kind. I told you about these law firms that are under attack from Trump a couple days ago. One of the largest of them just caved. We'll give you the details on that. In the second hour of our program is, and by the way, it's just you and me for the 3 hours here. These are just topics. In the second hour of our program, is Trump going to declare martial law? The internet is abuzz about his possibly declaring martial law on Hitler's birthday, October or April 20th. So we'll discuss that. Also, America has always been a bastion of freedom, holding the line against tyranny at home and abroad. But no longer, Trump has put us on the other side of that wall. What does that mean? We'll talk about that. Also, a crazy alert. A Fox host says the quiet part out loud about disabled kids. What did he say? Yeah, we're against them. And that's incredible. The third hour of our program, a new analysis says the Trump budget plan will take actually remove money from the households and net worth of the bottom 40% of Americans and move that money into the money bins of the morbidly rich, the top 1% of Americans. Cool. We'll talk about that. Also, the Musk PAC is now offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition and give the Musk PAC all of their personal information or all the information necessary to lobby them and harass them until the ends of the earth. This is a reprise of what they did in Pennsylvania. Is this illegal? Should be. I don't think it is, but it should be. And finally, in the third hour, furry alert. Republicans are coming for the furries. Please protect your furries from the GOP. I'll explain. But to start out, the Dark Enlightenment. This is a, I would say, a kind of a truly shocking story. There's this group of tech bros, of tech guys. Curtis Yarvin's probably the most well-known among them. But there's a bunch of them, out of Silicon Valley and regions thereof, that have for a decade or so been making the argument that democracy is outdated, that it doesn't work, that it's messy, that it's inefficient, and that we need to get over our dictator phobia and basically run America like a corporation. Now, in a corporation, the CEO is king. The CEO can do whatever he or she wants. They, you know, in most states, they can fire people at will. You know, they can bestow gifts and they can bestow punishments, right? So this is the ideology. This is what these guys are thinking, is that the reason why, see, here's the thing. All kinds of people are wondering, what the hell is going on? Why is Elon Musk deconstructing the American government? Why is he literally taking institutions apart? Why did Trump shut down the education department yesterday? He issued the thing yesterday. The process is beginning today. Why? And, you know, some people think that it's because both Musk and Trump are in tight with Putin, and, you know, there's a lot of evidence of that, and that they're trying to destroy our government at Putin's direction. Other people think that that they're nuts, that they're psychopaths or sociopaths. Bandy Lee has written about this, and Paul Krugman recommended a psychiatrist weigh in. Some people think that it's just a way of crippling our government so that they can privatize Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. And Medicare is already half privatized, thanks to George W. Bush. And now they want to privatize the post office and Social Security and Medicaid, and just so that their campaign donors can make a pile of money, right? And some people think that they're just trying to cut government to pay for the $4 trillion tax break for billionaires that they're going to be rolling out in a couple of weeks. All of these answers are both right and wrong. And the wrong part, I think, is really the important thing here. And that is that these guys have in mind a new experiment. We refer to the American experiment, you know, as this thing that, you know, Washington and Jefferson and Hamilton and Paine and Franklin and Madison and Ben Rush, and, you know, that these guys put together back in the day as this extraordinary experiment 3,000 years after democracy, you know, flowered and then failed in Greece, you know, under the boot of military conquest. You know, and you know, was flirted with in Rome for a couple of generations too, 2 millennia ago, and so, you know, we say this 240 year has been the American experiment. Well, these guys have a brand new experiment that they want to replace the founders' American experiment with, and it involves basically gutting all of the government institutions, taking those that are absolutely necessary and using artificial general intelligence, AGI, which we haven't quite hit yet, but, you know, using AI to basically run these agencies. You know, they're using AI right now to sort through, you know, government sites looking for DEI, and aka black people and queer people. But there's actually an ideology here, and this is not the ideology of the old libertarians that were, you know, such the rage during the Reagan time. And it's also not entirely new. They will tell you that if you want to look at a country in the world that is doing what they want done, it's Singapore. Now, I was in Singapore back in 1994. Admittedly, that was, you know, 30 years ago, 31 years ago. And things have probably gotten a little better. In fact, probably gotten quite a bit better, but it's still a police state. Singapore is not a free nation by most definitions. I had given a speech on ADHD to a parents group, and they asked the question at the end of the speech, you know, what can we do to get some of these suggestions that you have into our schools? And I said, get politically active, you know, join school boards, talk to your legislators. And when I got back to my hotel room had been torn apart. And it was basically the police telling me that my suggestion that people get politically active was inappropriate in Singapore. So, you know, this is the country that these guys are saying they want to model the United States after. This is a quote from an article in Mother Jones about this. Singapore has banned all kinds of free speech, intervened in marriages and family planning, encouraged eugenics, caned people for minor crimes, created an ethnically homogenous ruling class. There it's all Chinese, here it would be all white men, right? Treated the migrant worker population as second-class citizens, and famously banned chewing gum. The model is economic development above all else, above human rights, you know, everything. It's called soft authoritarianism. The former president of Singapore leader, I don't recall his title, he said the exuberance of democracy leads to indiscipline and disorderly conduct, which are inimical to development. So here we've got this, you know, these philosopher kings of the Dark Enlightenment movement who are saying that what we need to do is destroy government, destroy the American government, so we can rebuild it as a technocracy with the really smart people like Elon Musk in charge. We're going to put the geniuses in charge of the government. And it seems like that's what they're doing. And all they need is a monarchical leader, you know, like the leader of Singapore, who's willing to play that role. And even though I don't think that Donald Trump even understands what the whole Dark Enlightenment is, he's more than happy to be their useful idiot as long as they keep paying the bills and keep shoveling money to him. Elon Musk just gave him another $100 million last week, or at least, you know, that was the press report. Now, there is this new site that is keeping track of how rapidly they're deconstructing our government. A caller called in and turned us onto it yesterday. I spent some time on it yesterday afternoon. It's fascinating. It's Project2025.observer. Project 2025, P-R-O-J-E-C-T 2025.observer, O-B-S-E-R-V-E-R. I didn't even know there was a .observer domain, but sure enough, there it is. And also, you know, the project for the billionaires to take complete control of our political system. In 2024, 150 billionaire families spent fully 18% of all spending in that election. 18%. This 150 billionaire families represent 0.0000045% of the American population. And yet they spent 18% of all the spending. That is not democracy. That's oligarchy. And, you know, the Dark Enlightenment, I mean, these guys are following the writings of Thomas Carlyle and Julius Evola and Oswald Spengler, who I've talked about many times on this program. You know, they're saying that the classic societal structures, you know, there's a reason why for 2,000 years in Europe you basically had strongman rule, you know, whether it was popes or warlords or kings, that's the natural order of things. That's how things should be, and that's what we need to get back to here in the United States. They're literally reversing the American Revolution. We fought a revolution to get rid of the king. They want to bring in a king. And, you know, most people don't even know about this. They've never heard of the Dark Enlightenment. So, you know, check it out. You can Google it. I mean, there's no shortage of articles that have been written about it, even including in places like the New York Times. It's just that they never really kind of burst through the top of the media barrier to really be part of Americans' consciousness unless you're really paying careful attention, which I've been doing for years. So, but they're here, and it's now. So, you know, we need to be waking people up to this as a starting point.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Meanwhile, Musk is getting military secrets, wild stuff, and Trump wants to send Tesla vandals to El Salvador? If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Attention tax accountants, tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure's on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. Wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in just seconds? Well, now you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/start now. That's BlueJay, B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. BlueJay.com/start now. Text fees may apply.
Rewriting laws, erasing rights, dictating human dreams. The towers hum with hollow words, machines that watch and track. A future cold and lifeless unless we take it back. They whisper in the boardrooms, plot behind closed doors. A kingdom for the chosen few, the rest abandoned poor. They sell us chains and silver words, call the cage a throne. But we see through their empty lies, we won't be overthrown. The dark and light tonight is rising, God, we're rising too.
Indeed,
24 and a half minutes past the hour. Elon Musk is heading to the Pentagon, or is at the Pentagon. We saw a video of him entering the Pentagon about a half hour ago. The New York Times yesterday published a story saying that he was going to get the complete war plans against China. Now, this is a guy who has presumably makes more money in China than the United States. In China, he's got one of the largest car factories in the world making Teslas. When Louise and I were in Australia for Christmas and New Year's, we saw Teslas everywhere. They were all made in China. And China has this huge Tesla factory. He makes more cars, at least from what I was reading in the press reports when I was in Australia, he makes more cars in China than he does in the United States. And he's probably certainly selling more. And he's borrowed money from China. So here's this guy who has... who then also came out and said, this is amazing. This was about a year ago. He said that, let me get the exact quote. Maybe I don't have the quote here. Basically, he said that here it is. He said, my recommendation would be to figure out a special administrative zone for Taiwan that is reasonably palatable, probably won't make everyone happy. And it's possible, and I think probable, in fact, that they could have an arrangement that's more lenient than Hong Kong. Right. And China's ambassador to the UN then welcomed that and said, yes, we need a peaceful reunification with Taiwan, and we'll do it like Hong Kong. Now, how'd that work out for Hong Kong? In response to all this, Taiwan's de facto ambassador to Washington, D.C. said on Twitter, quote, Taiwan sells many products, but our freedom and democracy are not for sale. But the guy who's making his money in China and who is on China's side in the Taiwan dispute is getting briefed on how we're going to fight a war against China. Now the Pentagon and Trump are coming out and saying, well, now that we've been outed, we've canceled that part of this, or words to that effect. But who knows? I mean, you know, it's all in secret. And Musk is in the Pentagon presumably slashing things, so they've got to let him know what there is to slash. Do you think he's going to slash any of his contracts to the Pentagon? I mean, Musk is a Pentagon contractor. He gets billions of dollars from the Pentagon. He gets billions of dollars from NASA. I mean, Tesla's only a success because Barack Obama loaned him maybe billions of dollars. I don't know the exact amount, but it was those loans during the Obama administration that rescued Tesla, made its growth possible. So here we have, you know, the nation's biggest welfare queen who's also in tight with China, who's getting security briefings from the Pentagon. I'm not happy about this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I have to update you on Trump in El Salvador and also, you know, what's going on with these law firms that Trump is trying to shut down. I'll tell you about that after the break. I'll pick up your calls at 7 Goes Weekend.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription. And and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind. You live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. Had, I know. You know, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
And well, I mean, we have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
In the flag, but they sold their souls for gold, screaming USA on cue like they were bought and told. They chant for a con man, swear the truth's a lie, while their billionaire masters watch and laugh from up high. They don't fight for freedom, they don't stand for the weak, just puppets on a string to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the bootlicker brigade, bending low, tongues out wide, kissing the boots of men who take them for a ride. Sold out their country for a tax-free scheme, praying to the dollar while they kill the American dream.
Welcome back, 45 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump fantasizing about sending Americans who hurt Tesla to El Salvador. Let's be very clear about what just happened. Donald Trump just rounded up a bunch of people who were in the United States. Now, he claims none of them are citizens. We have no way of knowing if that's true or not because there was no legal process. This is the foundation of American law, is that the government can't do things to you until they have been authorized by a court. That is the cornerstone of not just American law. That's what the Magna Carta was about back in, what, 1205 or something, 1050. I forget what year the Magna Carta was signed, but a long time ago. Yeah, like 1,000 years ago. You can't take my property, you can't take my life, you can't take my freedom without a legal process in which I have an opportunity to defend myself. Donald Trump denied that to the 250-plus people that he shipped down to El Salvador. And now he's talking about doing the same with people who he thinks have hurt Tesla. Now, will they be subject to due process? He's not saying, so I'm assuming that he's probably going to do the same thing that he did there. No due process. If he gets away with this, this is like the end of the rule of law in America. This is a big deal. I'm just astonished our media is not informing people about this and our media is not educating people about what actually is going on here. How he's, just going after the rule of law. Speaking of the rule of law, I mentioned on Wednesday, I believe it was, that Trump has issued executive orders forbidding lawyers from Paul Weiss and several other law firms, three other law firms, as I recall, maybe two other law firms, from going into federal buildings. These are law firms that primarily their main business is federal litigation. So basically put them out of business. One of those law firms, Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison, just caved in. They said that they will give $40 million worth of free legal services during Trump's presidency focused on fighting anti-Semitism, which we know in Trump land is code for harassing or threatening or suing people who say bad things about Netanyahu, and that they would also agree to review their hiring practices and eliminate any diversity, equity, or inclusion policies. And finally, they acknowledge that their former partner who investigated Trump while he worked for the Manhattan DA's office did some things wrong. To the best of my knowledge, they haven't acknowledged what those things wrong were, but basically they're kissing Trump's ass, and he's going, okay, that's fine. George Conway says shameful is too kind a word. Anna Bauer, senior editor of Law Firm, said capitulation is not the answer. Josh Marshall, bunch of high-profile D lawyers over at Paul Weiss, Democratic lawyers, they have a choice to make, I'd say. Sean Satori, a noted government litigator. Among others, Paul Weiss represents Amazon and Jeff Bezos, so let's just say I'm not surprised. Former Republican Jack Hopkins, host of the eponymous podcast. Jack Weiss is a coward and Donald Trump just won in a terrifying way. And Mark Jacob, a former Metro editor of the Chicago Tribune and Sunday editor at the Sun-Times, said disgraceful capitulation to fascist intimidation by the Paul Weiss law firm. Yeah, let me put a punctuation mark, an exclamation mark on the end of that one. All right, so what's on your mind today? Rob in
Is it Milpitas? M-I-L-P-A?
Yes, yeah, very okay. Good.
It's misspelled here. So what's up, Rob? What's on your mind today?
There was a caller on Wednesday near the end of hour two that called in about ranked choice voting and an alternative voting system that he thought was better. He used a different name for it than what I'm familiar with, which is balanced approval voting, BAV. Anyway, there's information on it on my blog, on my website here, and I'm thinking that we can get more democracy locally to maybe counteract some of the non-democracy happening at the federal level. So let's just give you the URL, which is Means for Democracy, like Ways and Means, Means, F-O-R, democracy.org. Mm-hmm. And on the left-hand side, there's a button for the blog, and it's the first entry there at the top of the blog. Ranked choice voting or balanced approval voting. There's multiple links there for more in-depth information about both of them,
okay.
Including exit polls that show RCV's popularity, for example.
Got it.
Anyway, that's all I had for you, unless
okay.
you had some questions.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Rob. Larry in Hazel Green, Alabama. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Say a lot of people compare Trump to Hitler, but I think he's a dead ringer for Stalin. Under Stalin, everything was about loyalty, and if you were perceived as disloyal, you went off to a Siberian labor camp. Even families were sent to labor camps. Some of them had daycare.
Yeah.
And the Soviet Constitution had all the rights that we have in our Bill of Rights, but they couldn't be enforced because the courts were under the thumb of the Communist Party, because the Soviet Union was communist, and that's where the government owns everything worth owning. So what if corporations own everything worth owning, including the government? Are we headed for corporate communism with Comrade Trump as the role of Stalin?
Yeah, that is sort of a variation. Yeah, that is kind of a variation on what it seems that some of these, you know, Silicon Valley philosopher kings are proposing, is, you know, basically to run the country like a corporation, have a CEO basically running the country, who has the powers of a CEO rather than just the powers of a president, and basically privatize everything that can possibly be privatized. So yeah, I think that's the direction that they want to move us, Larry. Absolutely. So
yeah, well, will Kash Patel be the barrier, and maybe Bob Kennedy as the Lysenko? The parallels are frightening.
Yeah, I'm assuming those were names from Stalin's cabinet.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with them, but I get it.
Oh.
Although, you know, Hitler was equally paranoid, and Mussolini, I mean, you know, it's a fairly common characteristic of dictators. So, Larry, thank you for the call. A good one. Dan in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've got an idea for you. I'm looking at a lot of websites, both commercial websites like Target, publication or media sites like CBS.com, ABC.com, NBC.com. At the bottom of their websites, there's usually a little footer bar that says "Follow us at." And I'm looking at the Target website, and there are little icons that show Twitter, TikTok. Sometimes it's an X instead of TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If any of those sites are concerned about what's going on with social media, why don't they just break those links? I don't see any reason why those publications or websites should have a link to social media.
Well, they're doing their promotion on social media. And I mean, this is just a business decision. These companies, you know, the people in the companies who are in charge of promotion are not the people who might have any interest in or concerned about politics. They're just, you know, I mean,
right. Yeah, I've noticed some of the public radio stations and other websites used to have them, and now they've disappeared. But
yeah.
Any place that has a follow us at, and some of the icons, I don't even know what they're for. Who wants to go to Pinterest or you know, some of these.
Well, there are, you know, these they've become basically a whole bunch of different little niche markets. But, you know, I get your point. But, you know, this is not about politics. This is about just, you know, good old fashioned marketing. Dan, thanks for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday, Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Heathrow Airport appears to be back on track after more than 1,300 flights were canceled or delayed following Friday's fire at a nearby electrical substation. British Airways expects it to take the better part of the weekend to get back on schedule. ABC News has learned that Elon Musk was slated to visit the Pentagon on Friday, where he would, among other things, get a briefing on contingency plans for a war with China, but that plan changed after the New York Times reported it. Musk did go to the Pentagon, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said it was to discuss costs.
There was no war plans. There was no Chinese war plans. There was no secret plans. That's not what we were doing at the Pentagon.
Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman has died. That from a statement from his family posted on Foreman's Instagram page. The two-time heavyweight champ would be known to generations in later years for his famous cooking grills. No cause of death was provided by his family. George Foreman was 76 years old. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune in to Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Marquette is eliminated. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles losing tonight to New Mexico, 75-66. Marquette finishes with a season record of 23 wins and 11 losses. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies, 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore, 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten
great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky tonight, a low in the mid-teens. Sun to start Saturday, then some clouds for the afternoon, a high in the low 40s. Rain moving in Sunday, the wind picks up, high in the mid-40s, rain to snow in the late afternoon and evening.
Currently it's 26.
Matt and Air on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Delivered every morning, no time to rest. We're stomping out the fires of his chaos parade while he's laughing in the distance at the mess he's made.
Tax cuts. Thank you for that, Sierra. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bob in Otis, Indiana. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Thomas, good morning from the middle of nowhere to you.
Okay.
Well,
you're in rural Indiana, I take it, Bob.
Oh, yes, I am. Well, at this point, I'm sorry, but I feel we are toast.
What does that mean?
I can't remember exactly. Huh?
What does that mean?
I think that the Trumps, the Dogies, the MAGAs have pretty much taken over already. And that's what I want to ask you. How far down the yellow brick road to complete fascism do you feel that we are? Are we past the middle, or just where you think?
Well, the Project 2025.observer site tracks all of the 50 or so specific, you know, got the government instructions from Project 2025, and they find that you know, half a dozen of them are nearly complete. I mean, USAID is gone, for example. But overall, when you look at all of them, they say that we're around 40% done with destroying our government. I would argue that because the federal courts are pushing back, the real number is probably closer to 25% or going to end up there. And we'll see what happens in this battle between Trump and Judge Boasberg. I mean, this is going to be real interesting to watch how this plays out. But I'd say we're about a quarter of the way down the road, Bob, and I think we can still pull back from it. And I think, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to pull back from it, you know, by and with the 2026 election. And the thing that might make that impossible is if Trump actually does succeed in declaring a state of national emergency. And the thing that might facilitate that, I think that this might be why Donald Trump ordered the Pentagon to stop the programs to prevent a terrorist attack in the United States. I think he wants a terrorist attack in the United States. I think he's hoping for it, and I think he's got the plans to use it already in place. And I mean, look at how that benefited George W. Bush. He had a popularity rating absolutely in the toilet before 9/11. He was the illegitimate president. He was, you know, the idiot king. There were questions about how he got elected down in Florida, you know, throwing 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls in the 3 months just before the election. And boom, 9/11 saved his butt and got him reelected. And Trump, I believe, is thinking the same thing. He needs his Reichstag fire. So that's my big fear. If he doesn't get a Reichstag fire in the next 2 years, Bob, I think we can make it through. But if he does, then, you know, all bets are off. Bob, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. It was a good one. Joe in Bowling Green, Ohio. Hey, Joe. Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, we got a situation here in Ohio that kind of dovetails perfectly with your rant this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio Senate's had two hearings so far, something called SJR 3, Senate Joint Resolution 3. And what it does is it requests a constitutional convention, a federal constitutional convention. 10 other states are in the process of doing this right now. If they get to 29, then they get to rewrite the Constitution, top to bottom, you know, left to right. We could just throw everything else, everything they don't like, out and put in everything. For example, they could get rid of the requirement to have a natural-born citizen be president, so the president could happen. And this is really, they're really trying to sneak this in. Actually, even on the Ohio State website, that they have the wrong committee listed as where it's been referred to. But
Like
I say, they've had two hearings so far. They can get one more. I've signed up to try to be opponent testimony. So far, nothing but gushing proponents. And One of those proponents in the last hearing said, we need this to help DOGE. In other words, admitting DOGE is doing unconstitutional things.
I suspect that these Republicans, even at the state level, like, you know, you're talking about in Ohio, I suspect that they are just wildly overestimating the popularity. I mean, you know, back when it was Rick Perry saying, you know, I'm going to eliminate three federal government, cabinet positions. One will be the Department of Education, the other be, you know, something in the Department of Energy, and then the third I forget, you know. But, I mean, it was just this glib thing of we're just going to shut down government agencies, and everybody would applaud, yeah, the government's wasteful and all this kind of stuff. Now that they're actually doing it, I think a lot of Americans are having second thoughts. I mean, a lot of Republicans. You know, hey, this isn't working out the way we thought it would.
Oh, I agree. I think that's why they're trying to sneak this through without...
Exactly.
You know, that...
Or that they're bragging about it, you know, in the context of, you know, DOGE. But I think those brags, I think I really believe it's backfiring on them. When you look at these town halls that are being held in these Republican districts where you've got Republican voters standing up, particularly veterans right now, veterans are furious. You know, one-third of the federal workforce is veterans. Veterans are preferenced when it comes to getting a job with the federal government. And Donald Trump has fired more veterans than any president in American history. And I'll bet he's probably fired more veterans than all presidents in American history combined, although it would take a while to back up that number.
Well, Common Cause is the only group that's really on top of this right now, so go check them out.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Absolutely. Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for listening to us there in Ohio on Sirius XM. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. And at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Leaving the White House for the weekend, President Trump defending his administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport over 200 Venezuelans, even while distancing himself from it.
I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it.
The deportations took place despite a U.S. district judge ordering the military flights back to the U.S. at a hearing that the judge vowing to get to the bottom of it all. London's Heathrow slowly resuming flights after a fire cut power to Europe's busiest airport. His family posting that boxing legend George Foreman has died. Not only a world heavyweight champion boxer, but he was also an Olympic gold medalist and a preacher. Later generations would know Foreman from his famous grills, sold on infomercials and in stores.
Had a busy day? My lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine is great to come home to. It lets you prepare hot, delicious meals in just minutes. I'm so proud of it, I put my name on it.
George Foreman was 76. This is ABC News. Johnson &